Every family is different, and this remains true for the Davies family. Their family is made up of biological and adoptive children. Parents Becky and Jim feel very fortunate to have 7 children after the problems they faced early on in their marriage. On this episode of Happy Families, we take a peek into the lives of the Davies to see their diverse family and feel the love they have for each other.
Hi, I'm Becky.
Hi, I'm Jim. We have 7 children. Rachel and Jake are 2 eldest. We had Rachel just a little bit more than a year after we were married, and Jake about 3 years later. Had a difficult time getting those children here. Went through infertility challenges, testing, et cetera, very, very stressful, but really wanted more children. And a friend mentioned adoption. Have you thought about adoption? We really had not, but began thinking about that, felt very good about it, and got our names out there, and within a very short time, we were contacted, and that was Jessica.
And every 22 months, we were blessed with a new child, and so from Jessica and Kristen and Trevor and Josh, and they all came in different ways. We searched, we put our names out every place, we told everyone we were interested in adoption, and every 22 months we would have a phone call.
Becky has delivered 3 times. We have 7, but we don't really think of any of them being different from the other. The adoption issue is, it just doesn't come into play until it comes time for family pictures, and we don't quite look alike. That's our family.
So my name's Jake, and I'm the 2nd child, oldest boy, and we have fun in so many different ways. We like to mix it up, you know? We play a lot of board games, like a lot of families do, some card games, things like that.
You act it out, and you look around and see if anyone else is acting it out.
So as soon as you okay, here's how it works.
Remember, it goes crazy?
Ready? Here's how it works.
Awful.
Right, so what you do when you match a card, you see somebody's doing what you're doing, for example, mowing the lawn, so you're like, you know, and the other person, you look for somebody else, and if they're doing it, then you go, oh, and then you guys say, yeah, and then you switch cards if you think it's the right one, or you
who
just show each other.
You,
here we go, ready?
On the mark, you're gonna have to stand up, because this isn't gonna work sitting. Okay, on your mark.
Trevor can just
on a single double.
Get set,
I'm so confused.
Go.
I'm being squozen to death.
Squozen?
Yes, it's a new word.
We just like to get together and play games and things like that. And I think the funniest thing is getting all of us in a room together, all the different personalities, and seeing how the personalities work itself out in a game. I think that's kind of the fun thing. My name is Rachel, and I am the oldest of the 7 kids. I love being the oldest. Funny, because I don't think I'm a type A personality. My siblings would probably say, as the oldest, I've taken on a type A personality a little bit. But I'm in the unique situation where there's 20 years between me and my youngest sibling. And so there's times where I kind of skate the line of the mom and the sister. And there's been instances where my sisters have been like, okay, you're the sister now, like not the mom. So, but I think it has given me a unique perspective in that in some ways I got to be a little bit of a mom to my youngest sister, which I've loved every second of it. But she's a year apart from my daughter. And so I've gotten to be sister and mom. It's been a really fun dynamic between the two of them, and having siblings at all different stages of life at different times. It's been a really fun experience.
My name is Jess, and I am the 3rd from the top, so I am somewhat of the middle. I think that my favorite is definitely like the one-on-one time with my family. I think that for me, getting to really know each of my siblings when there's something going on, or there's just like a moment where we can sit and really like drop into a conversation that's actually meaningful. I love having time, finding the time to connect with my siblings, and then we're all pretty musical. I mean, we all at least like to be near the piano with my dad playing the piano, or with my mom, and singing and instruments and whatnot are definitely a part of our family.
I'm sorry, I got totally lost there.
Oh, that's okay.
It's all good.
You want to try just the closing of that? Okay, let's just go from the 1, 2, 3 into the.
Do you want the octaves in the?
Let's do the
octave intro.
Let's not, because it gets a little muddy that way. Let's do them together. Okay. But after, you know, as you went up the first time, just go up in that octave, okay?
Oh, yeah, so the 3rd time around, octaves.
Yep. So 1, 2, 3, it'll be slower on the start. 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Trevor Davies. How does it feel to be the middle child amongst seven kids? It feels great. I feel like I always have somebody I can go to. You know, if I need more mature answers, I can go to my older brother. And if I feel like I need to be more mature, I'll go to my little brother and talk to him. Well, everyone in my family has very interesting perspectives on life, since we have such a wide variety of people and ages. Obviously, one of my favorite things I like to do with my family is go to the beach. The only problem with that is I'm usually always in the water, and none of them really like to go in the water, so.
Hey, you guys wanna come put your feet in the water?
Isn't this cool? Look at it. Watch. Wah, wah,
put your feet in the water.
Come to the water. I went down to the water to breathe. Started out in the
water. Oh, that is cold.
Oh, anywhere I got an icon.
Being a surfer, I get a rare chance to actually ride nature. There's no feeling like it. If you've ever surfed or if you've ever, you know, gotten in the ocean and felt the raw power of that, you really have a great understanding for it. And everybody you talk to has that feeling of your heart is beating super fast, your adrenaline's going, you're so excited, you've never felt anything like it before. That feeling doesn't compare to the feeling of being with my family. After going to school for a while, you know, being away from them for a couple years, and then you get to come home, you get that same feeling, but times 10. Because you're like, oh man, everything's coming together again. Everybody's gonna see me, I'm gonna see everybody. I wonder how they are, I wonder what they're doing. Not only is it excitement and adrenaline and joy, but it's a pure love that you feel. I couldn't feel any more warmth than that, than sitting down with my family, eating food, being happy, and just relaxing.
I'm Josh, I'm the sixth of seven kids. I know it's just fun being one of the younger ones in a big family, because as the rest of the family has gone on, I kind of see them going and living their lives, doing whatever they feel is important to them. And because of their example, I'm able to take a lot of that and figure out what I want to be able to do in life. One thing we've done it for a while is we'll just occasionally go and like play sports. We'll go like play frisbee or throw football around, just like as a family.
Go,
Daddy, over there.
Might
go on forever, you know.
Go, Daddy!
Come on, Tanner, man. Oh. Come on, baby. Let's go, let's go.
Go,
get
Tanner,
it, get it, get it.
Tanner, do you want to win or what, buddy?
Go, Tanner.
Go, Daddy!
Oh!
I think the things that bring us together closest as a family are the unscripted things, are the things where there's not necessarily a huge plan behind it, but they're the things that just happen, the things that are natural that are able to bring a family close together. And so all those things taken together, kind of consolidating those different unscripted events, I feel like that's what makes a family close, is when there's this natural growth that occurs.
I'm Natalie. I'm the youngest of the family. They usually refer to me as the baby, even though I'm like the second tallest in the family. I think there's something about carefree, lighthearted fun that like brings out the best in everyone. And when we're all at our best and like coming together, it's just like the coolest thing. I've always compared my family to just this like crazy puzzle, because we're all different. There's like four adopted siblings. We all have like outrageous personalities, but when we come together, they just like fit so well together. And it's awesome, I love it.
We've worked really hard to make sure that no one in our family feels different. We were very sure about making sure that the children as they were being raised, the adopted children, that they knew they were adopted, that was important, but that who they are belonged to our family and that they were always intended to come to our family. It's never been an issue. They all feel, they've said many times, you can probably ask them, they've said many times that we don't feel different. We've never been made to feel different that we're adopted. Sometimes I even think I'll try to remember giving birth to them, and then I have to remind myself, wait, I didn't give birth to that child.
I was thinking about
my family the other day, because it was interesting growing up, having four kids adopted in my family, which I was the oldest, so it was just like the most exciting thing for me ever. And my friends were always jealous because who gets to have a baby brought to them? You know, it just seemed like a more unique experience than my mom being pregnant. So I remember at church one day, someone had just adopted this baby and I'd watched them kind of grow up. And I remember one day being like, gosh, I wonder if they love her the same. And then it hit me that I had never considered that for my own family because I never looked at them in any way, shape, or form as different or adopted. And I manifested that to another family, like wondering if they felt different as to the adopted child as to the not. And I realized, and it kind of hit me, that our family was meant to be our family, and the love that we shared was like this amazing, amazing love, no matter where we came from, when we came, how we came. It's not this perfect science, but it's the most beautiful gift that we have.
Blood doesn't matter. We look different. I'm pretty tall, and I've got some shorter siblings, you know, different colors, different heights. When it comes down to it, we all know that we're brothers and sisters. We all know that we're supposed to be together, that they were supposed to come to this family. We all think that that's why my mom had all those miscarriages, was because God needed this to happen. He has some children that he needed to come to our family, and so he kind of put a pause on my mom for a little bit, and they came, and then along came Natalie at the very end, the biological child, 16 years after I was born.
I remember when I think it was like 4, and I saw mom, she was pregnant, and I thought her tummy was cute, and I pointed her out to my mom, and my mom, I asked her if she had some pictures of me, and I didn't have all the wiring, like how it all works, you know, how I got here. I knew I was adopted, but I didn't understand another mom and what part she played. And so I just remember my mom, and she got really close down, and she just whispered in my ear that Heavenly Father knew that I was supposed to come to their family, and that for some reason she couldn't have a baby, so she put me in another mommy's tummy just so that I could get to them. And I remember feeling this like overwhelming love.
I really believe that my family is a place of perfecting, where you get a group of people together that have an investment and love toward each other. And that I know that I have improved as a person because of my family. You know, children are pretty honest, and you get to find out everything that's wrong with you when you have children. And so it's an opportunity for me to improve as a person, and each person learn how to live with other people.
The love that I have commits me to my family, to my siblings, to my parents. And I say commit because sometimes you have challenges, and sometimes it's easier to walk away or to avoid those challenges. But you know, that love that you developed over all these years commits you and says, no, you can't walk away from this. This is your family. It's not all about just helping you, you know, them get through their hard things. It's about enjoying the good moments with each other as well. Everybody has their hard moments, and you know, that's why you have family. Family helps you get through it. You stick with it. You stick with each other. You help each other through those hard moments.